tour.
That's true. Okay. Hello, guys. Welcome to this. Hey, you don't have a mic. I'm going to be getting that mic. But, guys, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a great amount of music coming down the line today. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. And we got you going. We have a guest here. Welcome. You may remember him. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Bennett. I think I may have went by The Brain before, or
Did you?
I don't remember what I went by before. This is my second time on the station. I am GJ Tolstoy's esteemed guest.
Yes.
And I'm honored to be here again.
Yes, I'm very happy to have you. He also has some music that is also here. I kind of just added it at the end of the playlist and figured, we'll figure this out.
Yeah, that works. If we get to it, we get to it. If we don't, we don't.
We're definitely getting to it. That is by design. I can't just have my guests come on. They're like, hey, I have music for you. And then I'm like, I know you have music, but I have music. I'm the real captain.
Look, I'm just here for the adventure. Whatever happens, happens.
Fair. Either way, we started out on Metric, their title track for their album, Live It Out. This came out 2005. Very good album. But yes, anyway, we have some more music coming for you. It's going to be great, and I hope you guys enjoy.
God of the devil and the devil did come, said to the devil, devil, do you like drums? Do you like cigarettes? I'm an old drum. He said, only sundown, Sunday's Christmas. Sundays end when I need a few friends. Now and again, I can never hope to keep them. Thought to give friends what I thought that they wanted. Never had they needed a good friend as I've been. Don't get me venting on friends who resent you, cause all you've ever done is been a noose to hang on to. They thought was a necklace and reckless. They fell into hell where you both hang with nothing to do but scratch. The gravity went like fall. This, the gravity went like, you could leave it all behind. Even the devil needs time alone sometimes. You could let it all go. You could let it all go. It's called free fall. It's called free fall.
Cried to the devil and the devil said quit. Can't be bothered, better handle your shit. Keep about your wits, man, keep about your wits. Know yourself and who you came in with. Can I sit down, I've been hustling all day. I can't even count how many souls I made. Off the same deal you wrong. Remember, the devil ain't a friend to no one. But find true,
when you can let it all go. You can let it all go. It's called free fall. It's called free fall.
Cried to the devil and the devil say, hey, why you been calling this late? It's like 2 a.m. and the bars are closed. He's dead in hell, it's a rule I made. Anyway, you say you're too busy saving everybody else to save yourself, and you don't want no help. Oh well, that's a story to tell. Like you can let it all go. You can let it all go. It's called free fall. It's called free fall. You can let it all go. You can let it all go. Cause ain't shit free but falling out. That shit's easy, let me show you how it's like. It's easy, let me show you how it's like.
We'll be right back.
Really? Yeah. But
I remember when Truett called and I could hear him.
That's true. Okay, so we first gun for first core of songs. You're in with Rainbow Kitten Surprise with It's Called Freefall. From the album How to Friend Love Freefall. So, you know, there's a freefall, it's called, and then you learn how to do it. I don't know if this is hard for people.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't understand this.
But you might understand. This was actually, the next song was your pick.
That it was. Which is Duchess by Tiger Blood Jewel. I heard the song 2 days ago, I think, for the first time. Because I was watching a Smash Combo video where they used the song as background music.
No.
And I just thought the song was great, so I looked at the credits. And by the way, if you're making a YouTube video and you use music, always credit it, because people want to know where their songs are from. Anyway, yeah. So thankfully the video I was watching had credits, and I saw where the song was from. I looked it up, it had like 100 views on YouTube. The song is amazing. I love it. It's just really catchy, really, yeah. You know, really good, you know, kind of crunchy sound to it. That's just really fun to jam out to.
Oh, love the crunch. It is very good, and also as you're learning more weapons of mass destruction to use against my lovely Ken. what combo video was it?
It was actually a really funny video on Reddit called the Disappointing Falcon video, where it's basically just like Captain Falcon gets this amazing string and then just misses the last hit or like flubs it somehow, and it's like 2 minutes of that. And it's so funny.
Oh, that's it's awful. So funny. Because, like, Captain is really good at, like, he grabs someone, throws them, and then, like, strings them out into, like, oblivion.
Yeah, I mean, it's you see all these videos where, like, you start with, like, the down air spike, and then you bounce them, and you hit the knee, and the whole thing. It's just really funny to, like, because it's basically, the person's making an actual video, and this is their kind of behind-the-scenes, almost bloopery take on it, which is just really funny.
That's so good.
Very off-topic of the music, though, but...
It's tangential. It'll be allowed. It's sine over cosine. What would you rather it be? A cotangent? So it's cosine over sine.
I'm the co-host. Does that make it a cotangent?
Yes. And then if you make a show based off that, then the derivative of it would have to be... That would be secant squared. No, negative secant squared.
Is the derivative of cotangent negative secant squared?
Is it? Wait, I have internet.
It's been so long since I took calc 3. Or was this calc 2? I don't even...
derivative of cotan.
Did you know that sine of z isn't differentiable in, like, the complex space?
Wait, what'd you say again?
Like, if z is just a generic complex number, sine of z is not a differentiable function.
Oh, you know, wait. Well, wait, but can't you simplify sine to make e to the iz minus e to the negative iz? Oh, no, wait.
Well...
over 2y?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure, but... I mean, I think you can. I'm not saying it's like a non-existent function, but it's not differentiable in the, like... There's a definition called holomorphic, which is essentially, like, differentiable
across...
holomorphic in a certain region, and it's not holomorphic in the entire complex plane, which I don't even quite know why. I just remember, like, thinking of it as a counterexample and then realizing it didn't, because it wasn't... Anyway.
Wait. I want to think about this. See, I'm in the babby version of your class, but the thing is I'm feeling more confident because, like, I'm still catching your drift.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. It's the same, like, stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Math Radio.
This is the Math Radio Hour when you pick... You know, this is what happens when you put... Well, you math... Is math major or math minor for you?
Major.
Major, okay. Yes. I am applied math, and this is a math major, and we are mathing. It's very good. Anyway, we actually got a request over the phone, which is exciting. Now, this next song is dedicated to Judy. I hope both the requester and the request dedicator to enjoy it. On to some more radio. Yeah.
Dickens. It gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all outdoors? Loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right. But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in the ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. One nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation. That dope-alicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap-ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding the nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money, might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Going to marinate on that for a minute. Jack.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ish. And hello, everyone. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Okay. First of all, we came in with Outkast, our request, with Spotty Oddy Dopalicious.
I love it.
From the album Aquamini. This is from the year we were born.
Oh boy.
This came out. This got heralded in with the introduction of our lives. You were born 1998 too, right? Yeah, so this also got heralded in the introduction of your life.
Amazing.
It's very good. But anyway, also we had Noble Oak with 20 Past 4 from their album No Bloke. Noble Oak, No Bloke. But this came from, so there's this just one channel just called, like, that's called Surgeric that just does Adult Swim bumps. Wait, did you ever watch Adult Swim? Like,
a little bit, yeah.
You know how they have, like, the aesthetic as heck, like, advertisement bumps?
Yes. Yeah, I do know about those.
This is one of, like, the songs that they use. Yeah.
It is cool.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Adult Swim has started to compile it on their own YouTube channel, which is oddly fire.
I have this like theory that all the best music comes from the weirdest places. Not all the best music, but a lot of the best music comes from the absolute weirdest places. Like,
that's
Adult Swim
true.
Bumps.
Yeah, honestly, or like those like some like video game compilations. That's how I got into Monster Cat recordings.
Mm.
Like Feronia, Pegboard Nerds. I got in just through that channel. But
I mean, a lot of video games have really good music.
That's
like,
true.
I don't buy because I play them, but there was that one Imagine Dragons song that like the League of Legends guys like got them to make. That was really a good, just a good song on its own, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, so was it Warriors?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember because I was actually into League at the time when they were like, I wasn't into esports. League esports bored me to death.
Understandable, yeah.
It's just, they're good enough to which they don't kill each other all the time. So their scuffles are few and far between.
Yeah. I mean, that's what kills me about a lot of sports, though, is that, like, especially soccer, but, like, football, too.
Yeah.
Or should I say football and football, too? You know, I feel like the metagame just always evolves to be very defensive in the sense that it's just it's easier to play defense than it is off. Or they're more effective at defense than offense. So you'll just go hours without a goal being scored.
And offense is a lot easier to punish.
Right.
You know, I think Smash does a little better with that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's one of the big complaints about Melee, though, is that with, you know, one of the things about Smash Melee is that Jigglypuff has become a lot more popular this year.
Yeah.
And because people have evolved, like, a very kind of campy metagame with her. So what happens is, as long as they get a stock lead, then they just kind of camp you out and make you approach, because it's harder to approach than to punish an approach.
Okay.
And then, so as soon as someone gets a stock lead, and Puff's also the best character, probably the best character at camping, so you get a stock lead, then you just camp, and they can't really approach you, and you can just time them out.
That's just so disappointing.
Yeah.
Can they also do that thing, is it called Scrooging or something, where you just, like, basically hide under the stage or something whenever, it's in Melee. Like, you can do this thing with the some stages. If you're floaty or if you're, like, Puff or Peach, you can get a stock and then hide under the stage.
I don't know
forever.
Exactly what it is, but, like, there's, like, ledge camping and just jumping around and spamming back air. And that's kind of... And the scene's actually, like, there's been a bit of controversy over it, and people are like saying there should be different rules about like how you determine it. But if it, like if a match ends that's not on the last stock being taken, how do you determine who wins? Like some people have been saying that you should like take into account some way to measure camping, which would be interesting. But
oh, that's interesting. I mean, we don't have a Melee representative in the room, but on like
call Evan in.
We need to call Evan in here. Or actually, no. Also, my freshman rep at Anime Club is also really into Melee. Ooh. And to be honest, I don't see the same kind of appeal that like newer Smash games have, because I feel like there's still all these latent broken things about Melee that Ultimate four fixed a little bit, but Ultimate fixed a lot. That just like there's I feel like there's less complaints about the structure of Ultimate that Melee still continues to have.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say it's because it's like it's new and people haven't just figured out how to exploit it yet. But
yeah,
it's also the whole fact that patching exists. Like people already figured out that one gimmick with Mega Man where you could like cancel your Theft Tilt. That was it. The little pellets, you could cancel that into like short hop into any special. So you just do that into Leaf Shield over and over again.
Yeah.
And if the metagame had just stagnated around people doing that, it would have been awful. But because there's like the ability to patch the game now, Nintendo can actually fix things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And Melee cannot be patched, so you can still wobbling exists, and so you have to put it up to the referees or the tournament to be able to change that.
And then there's always something squicky about going to a bunch of players and saying, if you don't play, if you know, it's basically if you don't play by our rules, we're gonna like, you know, disqualify you. And it's like, this is just a thing I can do in the game, let me do it. And I kind of see that side of it.
But. Sorry, Kyle.
Anyways, music.
Yes, radio. Music. Yeah, music. Oh, yes, here we go. Hope you guys enjoy.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
In the bank for the two of us.
Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove. Taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Living my life in the fast lane. I wanna change by the time. I got problems up to here. I got people in my ear telling me these crazy things that I don't wanna know.
Fuck y'all.
I got money in the bank and I really like to thank all the fans. I like to thank. Thank you really though. 'Cause I remember yesterday when I dreamt about the days when I rock on MTV. It really dope. Damn, it's been a long road when the industry is cold. I'm glad my daddy told me so.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. This was 2000s pop.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay. Also, two artists I had a really big crush on. First was Fergie with Glamorous featuring Ludacris from their album The Duchess. You also might need know her track Big Girls Don't Cry. This was also on that album, and it's awesome. Or London Bridge, Fergalicious, all on the same album. Look at that.
I don't know any of these songs.
Oh, so good. Oh. There we go. No, they're very, it's very good. And I'd say Fergie is probably also, she's from the Black Eyed Peas. And is probably like one of the only artists that was actually able to make something I guess B.O.B. exists. Maybe.
B.O.B. exists.
And Will.i.am. Well, Will.i.am. No, yeah, he exists. And then there was also that other dude.
I honestly, I'd never followed the Black Keys that much.
Oh, man. Oh, we got... Okay, we have a call. Also, Shakira, She-Wolf, and weirdly, weirdly provocative, but ultimately unsexy music video. And with that, we're going to go to Justin Timberlake.
But I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you, and I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more, and you all can meet me in the middle of a floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to
do something. Let's make a bet. is out. I better have you naked by the end of this song.
Look, if you had Monster Getty, would you capture it? Let it slip.
Yo.
His palm spaghetti, knees weak, arms spaghetti. There's vomit on his sweater, spaghetti. Mom spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm, spaghetti. To drop bombs, but he keeps on spaghetti. What he wrote down, the whole crowd goes spaghetti. He opens his mouth, but spaghetti won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. Spaghetti's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to spaghetti. Oh, there goes spaghetti. Oh, there goes spaghetti. No, he won't have it, he knows. He keeps on forgetting that mom's spaghetti's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to his mom's spaghetti. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old spaghetti better go grab some spaghetti and hope it don't pass him. Lose his health, your mom's spaghetti, it's ready. You better never let it go. You only get one spaghetti. Do not miss your chance to blow. Cause spaghetti comes once on a lifetime. You better lose his health, your mom's spaghetti, it's ready.
I broke a 4 mil on trainer.
4 mil?
Yeah.
I hold on to 1 million on Ken for my dear life. And I'll dip below, and then I'll just gum up against like a couple Nesses, and they'll forget that PK fire isn't the only move you can do.
To be fair, I watched. Are we on?
Yes, we're on.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So first we have Justin Timberlake. We have more 2000s pop. I DJ'd a 2000s party, I guess last week, mm-hmm. and a lot of this is coming from the playlist from that. We got Silly Bands. It's very good. And then also we got a request for Mom Spaghetti by Eminem ? It's Lose Yourself. But it's Mom's Spaghetti. So
it is.
It is. Anyway, so this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This has been DJ Tolstoy and Bennett. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's probably the last of our voices you will be hearing tonight. I'll probably put some music on. It's the last 5 minutes, so you know, just putting things out there, you know.
Play me off, Paul.
Please, Paul. Do you have any last words to say to our lovely listeners?
Happy birthday, if it's your birthday. Otherwise, happy night. Happy Thursday.
I love this. All right, guys. Good luck in all of your pursuits. I will see you on the flip side.
Sit by me, babe. On the one. Be tormented by me, babe. Wonder how I do. How's the weather? Am I better now that there's no you? Drink tequila for me, babe. Let it hit you cool and hot. Let your feelings be revealing that you can't forget me. Not a flower on the wall. I'm going 10 feet tall. In your head and I won't stop until you forget me.
with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Yeah. Torture, motherfucker.
Torture,
what?
Nigga, what? What?
I fucking tie you to a fucking bedpost with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow, like.
Yeah, I'm fucking